This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has admitted it mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian jetliner earlier this week. 176 people died when the plane came down shortly after taking off from Tehran's international airport. And that happened shortly after Iran launched strikes on Iraqi bases that housed U.S. troops. Iran's admission Saturday reportedly sparked anti-government protests in Tehran. VOA's Persian news service reported protests also spread to other areas of Iran. After news of the protests began to surface, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted, "The voice of the Iranian people is clear. We stand with the Iranian people who deserve a better future." At a news conference, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he has spoken with Iran's president and demanded a full investigation. 57 of the passengers on the doomed flight were Canadian.
I told him that Iran's admission that its own armed forces unintentionally shot down Flight 752 is an important step towards providing answers for families. But I noted that many more steps must be taken. A full and complete investigation must be conducted.
Taiwanese voters re-elected incumbent President Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday with more than 57% of the vote. Shortly afterward, President Tsai said she would do her utmost to break a stalemate with Beijing over Taiwan's desire to remain autonomous. The government in Beijing considers Taiwan part of its own territory that must eventually unify with China. Taiwanese citizens said in surveys last year that they prefer today's democratic autonomy over unification with the mainland. A roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan has killed at least two American soldiers and injured two others. The Taliban have claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.